Well, away from the track, the political battle lines have now been drawn over the GST. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull promising low-income earners won't be left worse off under changes expected to be outlined in next year's budget.
Any changes to the tax system or the transfer payment system are ones that are fair, that are seen to be fair across the board. We all know we're in tough budgetary times. Everyone accepts that. We all know we've got to get the maximum bang for the taxpayer's buck. But we are a very fair society in Australia, and it's important that our tax system reflects that.
The Prime Minister couldn't say it more times. Fair, fair, fair. Labor, of course, remains implacably opposed to increasing the GST or broadening the base. So it's shaping up as the defining issue of the federal election, which the Prime Minister told us yesterday will be held in September, October next year. Paul Bongiorno joins us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Before we get into the politics, give us your tips, Paul.
Well, last time I had a bet, it was 10 bob each way. But anyway, I'm going for red cadeau and trip to Paris and fame game. That's the trifecta. I like the first two because they sort of put me in a French mood.
I know you choose on colours, so really don't take any notice of him. Paul, let's get to what you do know about, which is politics. When Julia Gillard told us at the start of 2013 the election would be on a certain date in September, that was hailed as a stuff-up, basically. Malcolm Turnbull's told us, basically, when the election will be, no criticism at all. What's the difference? Just wriggle room?
No, the difference is that Malcolm Turnbull used quite a nice wriggle word. He said expect. You can expect the election, whereas Julia Gillard gave us an election date. So that's the big difference here. And Malcolm Turnbull's wriggle room is the wriggle room of, every Prime Minister I've reported on the last 26 years. When they think they win the election, they'll go for it.
Okay, except for Julia Gillard. On the GST...
Well, she didn't get a choice in the end.
No, she didn't. On the GST, Fairfax Papers reporting this morning that the big Labor states, Victoria and Queensland, won't stand in the way if the government secures a mandate for a GST after an election. South Australia Labor Premier voiced some kind of qualified support, but support for a GST, Labor in the ACT too, and the Labor opposition in Tasmania. Where does this leave Bill Shorten and Federal Labor hitching their wagon to an anti-GST campaign?
Well, look, I think the critical point will be what the Labor premiers do if they campaign for a change in the GST. If they back the Turnbull campaign, Federal Labor will have a tougher job. There's no doubt about it. But if they sit on the fence and, have a couple of bob each way on the outcome of the election, they'll be the really big winners if the GST is implemented and their coffers are topped up. So in that sense, the states are self-interested here. As Bob Hawke used to say, you always put your money on self-interest because that's the horse that will try hardest. But I think the critical thing will be the role in which the premiers play. I think the Labor premiers play. They won't be helping Bill Shorten if they back Turnbull's policy.
No, or run neutral, as Arthur Sinodinos says. Malcolm Turnbull has scrapped Tony Abbott's flirtation with knights and dames, anachronistic, out of date, and not appropriate in 2015 in Australia. That was the quote from the new Prime Minister. This is a complete repudiation of Tony Abbott, isn't it?
Yes, there's no doubt that Malcolm Turnbull hasn't changed his view, the view that led to the 1999 referendum, that it's about time that Australia repatriated the symbols of its constitution, the apex of its constitution, and an Australian was the head of state. That is his view. The colonial cringe that is seen widely in Australia across the board in titles like Knights and Dames is something we all should have grown out of by now, is a view held by many Australians. And in fact, Malcolm Turnbull's view is if there is a people's movement generated, and this is where the Australian Republican movement is starting to gear up again, and I understand from Mr. Fitzsimons that this is exactly happening, more people are joining and donations are pouring in, then maybe the next time we have a referendum, especially if Malcolm Turnbull's still Prime Minister, someone who actually wants a change in the Constitution will be there helping it along rather than someone who didn't. Last time, of course, we had John Howard right at the death knell came out and said you should vote no.
Yes, absolutely. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fran, and all the best today.
Thank you. Paul Bongiorno, contributing editor for the 10 Network, wearing a very fetching hat, must I say. Quite a fascinator in the Parliament House studios. It's 8 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.